Intercept.
This is a first. What should we do?
What do you mean? It's the emergency phone. Answer it.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, it's just... This won't throw anything off, will it?
I have no idea. How are you not more excited? It works. Someone who traveled in time is trying to contact us, and it's an emergency. Answer it.
Yeah, sorry. Whew, this is exciting. Hello? Time Travel Inc., what's your emergency?
Hi. Hello. I was injured.
Okay, just a moment while we load your file. Is this Mr. Wallace?
Yes, I'm Charles Wallace.
Mr. Wallace, apologies for asking this, but have you been drinking?
No. That's part of my injury. I had a bit of head trauma.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Do you need to be removed immediately? Are you bleeding?
No. This happened several weeks ago. I was unconscious for quite some time.
I am so sorry to hear that, Mr. Wallace. Head injuries are not something we take lightly, and if we can get you back right away, that will expedite the recovery process.
Yeah.
You made it back to your capsule, obviously, but I'm wondering why you called the emergency line rather than enter your access code to return home. Are you having trouble remembering it?
Well, no. I wanted to see if I could potentially go back just a week in time or so.
From where you are now?
Right.
I'm afraid not. This was all covered in your orientation. The risk of time alteration just becomes too high in that situation. But out of curiosity, why just 1 week?
And what happened to cause your head injury in the first place?
Well, oddly, they kind of go hand in hand. I was leaving the Mercantile and I encountered an Indian fellow.
First Nations, please?
Right, this First Nations fellow. And as a joke, I said, "Hi, Kimo Sabe," like from the TV show. Well, it turns out that is like a really offensive phrase.
Andy clobbered you?
What? Isn't that a bit presumptuous? And offensive?
What? I don't...
No, he didn't say anything, but this old lady on the step above me had a parasol, and she clobbered me pretty good.
An umbrella hit you hard enough to give you a brain injury.
No. But it caused me to fall off the step, and I hit my head on the hitching post.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hold on. Then that scared a horse, and then the horse jumped up and kicked me in the head.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
And when I fell over into the road, a wagon drove by.
It drove over your head?
No, but it swerved to miss me, and an anvil fell off the wagon and onto my head.
Jesus Christ, well... Would you like us to punch in your access code and get you the heck out of there? Why on earth would you want to go back a week?
Because when I regained consciousness, I saw in the paper that the old woman who caused all this trouble had died a few days before I woke up, and I'd like to go back to just before she died and watch it happen.
What? Is that necessary?
I can see where he's coming from.
How? Mr. Wallace, even hypothetically, if we sent you back that week... You'd have to remain there. There would be no chance for your return to the current time.
I understand.
And this is worth it just to watch an old lady die?
Yes.
What day is it there?
It's Wednesday.
Okay, hold a moment while we check the historical imprint.
Yep, here it is. A month prior. Mysterious drifter who recently arrived in town suffers unbelievable series of mishaps.
Wow, the sketch artist really captured the horse kicking him in the head. That looks like him.
And here is the death of Alice Montenegro 3 weeks later. That must be her. Okay, Mr. Wallace, again, we are so sorry to hear about your misfortunes, and although we strongly suggest returning, we will go ahead and...
Hold on, look at this. Strange newcomer found bludgeoned at native burial site. Then 3 weeks later, largest gold nugget ever discovered found in Piles Gulch. That's less than 5 miles from the town. And then a week later, mysterious man awakens from coma, immediately swears vengeance. Did he just cook up this anvil story so that he could go back and find the gold nugget?
I don't know. The horse kick drawing is pretty accurate.
What if he paid off the sketch artist or something?
He didn't seem like the type of guy to dig up an ancient burial site and do all of this for a gold strike. It seemed like he really just wanted to see that old lady die.
He could do both and become insanely rich. If you knew you're about to become the richest person in the country, Wouldn't you buy off some people at the press to make sure you could pull it off?
I guess. Mr. Wallace, do you... Is there someone there with you?
Only my burro, El Sancho. I don't see great since the anvil, and my walking is a little slower. He's been a lifesaver getting me around. I wouldn't have made it back to the capsule without him. Isn't that right, old buddy?
What I was starting to say was, do you know anything about this grave robbery attempt at the native burial site?
Yeah, that guy was in the infirmary with me. He got beaten real bad, and he deserved it. He woke up the day after me, immediately yelled, "I'm gonna kill those!" And then he went right back into his coma.
Kill those what?
No idea. He woke up the next day and all their treatments involved laudanum and opium and kissing snakes and leeches and whatnot. Being from our time, I knew better. But he did all that stuff and died almost immediately.
So you're not a treasure hunter.
You don't want to go back just so you can become extremely wealthy?
What? No. I had money in our time. How do you think I paid to time travel? I hate money. I like the ease of life here. Sure, the diarrhea is terrible, and the smells are obscene, but you get used to it.
Okay, just give us a moment. This is a pretty big decision for us. What do you think?
It completely violates every part of our company's ethics. There's a huge risk of him altering history.
He suffered like 10 head injuries, and he just wants to watch an old woman die and then live peacefully. It's the least we can do for him.
Fine. If you're confident that he won't disrupt things too much.
Mr. Wallace?
Yes?
We have good news. We just need a verbal confirmation from you that you won't disrupt the already established timeline, and we can just add that to your contract.
I, Charles Wallace, do solemnly promise not to disrupt history. I merely want to go back and watch Miss Montenegro pass away and then live a quiet life.
Okay. Please close your capsule. You can reconnect with El Sancho once you re-enter. You'll just need to avoid your previous self seeing you. Once he awakes and goes through this same phone call, we'll bring him to our cryo center and you'll be the remaining line for Charles Wallace. Understood?
Yes. Have we done this before? Am I going to be the cryo guy?
No, this is the first time.
Great!
All set?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, now to just monitor the news. Oh, no.
What?
He's a bad guy.
What?
Like right here. Gold nugget recovered by grave robber, now wealthiest man in the U.S. That drawing is definitely him.
Damn it, I told you. Look at that stupid smile. Wealthy Wallace proposes all natives be referred to as Kemosabe.
It was the white people who were called Kemosabe on that show.
That's not the point. Chris!
Yo, what's up?
We need you to head to these coordinates and cancel Mr. Wallace's subscription.
Yeah, no problem. Do I get to wear a cowboy hat?
Yep.
Right on.
And you have 3 days to do it before he calls us again.
You got it, partner.
Hi there, I'm Brianna, the owner and maker of Brianna's Handmade Soap. I'd like to introduce you to an alternative to those mass-produced Carnacle brand bars. Those cheap bars are a laundry list of things that make me cringe. Chemical detergents, synthetic fragrances, you name it. Not only are they drying, they strip your skin of its beneficial oils. Take a look at your usual bar. If it says cleansing bar or beauty bar, it's not the real deal. Now, let me tell you about my soap. Real soap, handcrafted by me. No mystery ingredients, just pure, simple, and honest. My handmade soap is a savior for dry and sensitive skin, made with organic plant-based oils that moisturize and nourish. So, why settle for a bar that's pretending to be soap? Treat yourself to the real deal. Visit BriannaSoap.com. That's BriannaSoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS for 25% off your first order and discover the difference.
Oh, Hey, Jan, I was teaching the kids some basic divinities the other day, and they said, there ain't no way everyone in the Covenant knows this. Jan, go ahead and tell them. What year did the sacred dillo burn the forest to reveal all the truth eggs?
Of course I know this. You put me on the spot. It's...
She's fainted! Pray for help!
Has this ever happened to you? Well, it never has to again. You're a devout member of the Covenant of the Armadillo, but you can't be expected to know every single detail at any given moment.
Hey, Jan, I was telling Mark about how the dillo swam under the ocean and invented sidearms in the same day. What year was that?
Yeah, of course. That was the same day. The year, I'm pretty sure was... What's that? Yeah, I'll be right there.
She's down the stairs! Pray for help!
Now you can turn a scene like that into a scene like this.
How the dillo swam under the ocean and invented sidearms in the same day. What year was that?
Oh, Jan, you were just telling me that story the other day. The sacred dillo made the swim on Crucifixion Tuesday and invented sidearms the next morning on Divulgence Wednesday. After the idea appeared to him in a dream, the year was 1801.
Oh, that's right! I was just saying that. Good memory, Dunkley.
It's Dunkley, the home resource tome accentuator device from Carnacle. Never get stumped again, especially in your own home.
I love the dillo, but no one can be expected to know every single attestation of every single proselyte.
Shoot, you better ask Jan. She knows her tome, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, she does. Which proselyte did you say witnessed a dillo inhale all the salt from the sea and sprinkle it over the fish for them folks who was hard of tasting?
The proselyte Danuvius witnessed the dillo summon the fish from the sea with one hand, fillet and prepare the fish with a classic J-cut method using his other hand. So saith Danuvius that when the tasteless did profess, we cannot taste this blessed fish due to scorched buds. The dillo did bringeth the salt from the sea in one inhale that he then layeth upon their plates, thus creating the delicious ceremonial holiday dish commonly known as salt of fish.
Woo-wee! He sure done it! Praise him!
Goodness me, and Jan, you say you taught your robot here all of this?
That's right, but he's not a robot. He's my home resource, tome accentuator device from Carnacle. Nice work, Dunkley.
Thank you.
It's Dunkley from Carnacle. Connect him to your home, your phone, and order now to receive a portable version that can be stored in your car, your cubicle, or even your purse. Never be stumped again. And if you order in the next 20 minutes, receive a free armadillo pendant. It's Dunkley from Carnacle.
Praise the dillo.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At ND, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ND.io, that is ENTE, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos, choose ENTE.
This is coffee as it is and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Oh, hi. Haven't had any visitors in quite a while.
Received. I am in the search of Composition C. Records indicate that you possess it on this planet. Is this information accurate?
That's a great question. It sounded accurate to me.
So you do possess the material known as Composition C.
You'd like me to play you a song? I have a guitar around here somewhere. You'll have to give me a moment.
Inaccurate. Not a song. Explosives. Do you possess the explosive known as Composition C?
I'd have to go in the back and check.
That is acceptable. The matter is urgent.
Oh, hey, you're still here.
Yes. Did you obtain the explosive?
Yeah, I sure did. Got it right here. Look what else I found. Thought maybe we could sing some songs if you have time.
That I do not. This matter is of the highest urgency.
Oh, okay. What was it you needed the explosives for?
I have completed my mission and now must destroy both myself and my ship.
It's a long, hard road, and I'm so alone. Been here so long, it's all I know. Do you know that one? Want to sing along?
Native, what compensation do you require for the explosive?
Oh, that. Well, it's no big deal. Are you in a hurry?
Affirmative. My mission is only complete once I have removed all evidence of its existence.
Yeah, sounds like a fun mission. Just a thought, but what if you only destroyed the ship? And then you could stay a while.
Negative. I contain sensitive information within my memory database that cannot be at risk for discovery.
Oh, sure. I can understand. Well, hey, this might be insensitive, but what if I traded you the explosive for the ship? You could stay and destroy the information, and I could go anywhere away from here.
Negative. Reconfiguring approach. The explosive. May I examine it?
Oh, sure. Want to see the goods before you buy them? What do you think about this as a song?
T639 Alpha, mission complete.
Don't give away the explosive before you've made a friend. No, that's not in C. If you give it away, your only friend will be dead.
There, Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Welcome to the team. Y'all ready for your first day in a hot seat? I started right there myself, and you show up, do your work, do it well, and don't cause no problems, you'll move up quickly.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm ready. I think I am. I completed the training, and I think I get it?
Well, we'll see. Before I throw you out there to the wolves, I just need to do some preliminary work to make sure you're ready. Should be a breeze if you took the training. You ready? Okay, here we go. I'll be the caller, and you just walk me through how to solve my problem. Great. Hi, I want a refund.
Hi, thank you for contacting ShopHound. We appreciate your business, and sorry to hear that you're having an issue. If you'll give me a moment, I'll look up your purchase and see if I can help. Can you give me the last four digits of your credit card?
2161.
Great. Okay.
Stop.
If you don't.
Stop. Sweet Christ, kid. You told me you took the training, and then you come in with this baloney.
Excuse me?
I give you my credit card info, and you say what?
I don't remember. Did I not do it correctly?
Did you do it correct? No, you didn't. You said great.
Oh, I didn't see that in the training. Was I not supposed to say great?
Absolutely not. We're an organization that strives for perfection. Great is the enemy of perfect. Now try again.
And say perfection?
You hot shots are all the same. Your hair flowing, nothing but confidence and ignorance.
I'm sorry?
Perfect, hot shot. You say perfect.
Got it.
Just peeling out in your convertible. Enjoy it while it lasts, you friggin' stallion, because this job will humble you in two shakes. Here we go. My credit card? Oh, it's 3218.
Perfect.
You trying to get my pulse up, huh, cowboy?
Huh? I said perfect.
Quick. Too quick on a draw. You're trying to suit these pricks. You can't rush through it. Try again. 6149.
Perfect.
Sweet Christ. I respect the dillo, so I'm trying not to use foul language, but I'm about to twist your reproductive organs into a knot and feed them to you.
Jesus.
You're not a cat purring. You're helping this moron. 3621.
Perfect.
6121.
Perfect.
Every day they send me one of you. Okay, screw it. Let's throw you in there. Let them yell at you. See if I care. Good luck to you, kid. All right, butt wipe. You're in the hot seat.
Thank you for contacting ShopHound.
Hi. I'm having an issue with my little shop Hound chargeable portable bench buddy, all-in-one grinder, sharpener, and buffer wheel.
We appreciate your business, and I'm sorry to hear that you're having an issue with your all-in-one. If you'll give me a moment, I'll look up your purchase and see if I can help. Can you give me the last four digits of your credit card?
Yeah, sure. 2194.
Perfect.
Cut! Sweet Christ, you fluff-headed bag of dirt!
I said perfect!
Again?
Perfect.
Would love to strangle you with his phone cord.
I was helping that guy! What about the customer? I thought we were striving for perfection.
He'll be fine, as millions of them. I saved him from having to deal with your ineptitude, you waste of placenta.
Come on. Maybe if we sold better products, we wouldn't have millions of angry customers waiting on hold?
You just keep it up! Friggin' stallions! You're on thin ice, and that's the dumbest idea you've had yet. Makes me wonder if you understand anything. Go again!
Hi. I called earlier. I finally found my credit card. The last four are 5821.
Perfect.
Why is that perfect?
Excuse me?
Why is that perfect? What's perfect about that?
Well, as a company, we strive for perfection.
I've been on hold for 3 hours trying to get a replacement for one of the worst products I've ever purchased. It nearly burned my house down.
That doesn't sound very perfect. If only we'd sold you a better product, your whole day and life would be going differently.
Yes, thank you. I can't tell you how refreshing it is to just hear that. It's been such a terrible experience.
All right, sir. We're going to place you on a brief hold.
No, please, I've been on hold all day.
That's it for you,
hotshot. I'm making my daughter's soccer game.
I hope it was worth it.
Please.
Could have tasted the big leagues, but you didn't quite have what it takes, did you?
I guess not.
You're fired, you useless third testicle mutt.
Great.
Friggin' stallions.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
A ship would be nice to fly around in space, but it would also be nice to see a friendly face. I'll always miss you, I'll always think back to explosives I gave you that you blew up out back. You blew away yourself, you blew away the ship, you blew away yourself, you blew away friendship. I'll always miss you. I'll always think back to the explosives I gave you that you blew up out back. If you give it away, your only friend will be dead. If you give it away, your only friend will be dead. Your only friend will be dead. If you give it away, your only friend will be dead.
Choo-choo, finger guns.